echo Rabbi Nyman's words, welcome everybody back, and wish you a year of Hatzlacha, a year of Aliyah, and Tarin Yashamayim. The Bez Hashem will be a wonderful year. We're aware that we're starting in the Jewish calendar, it's a late start, in the secular calendar, it's an early start, but in the Jewish calendar, it's a late start, it's almost Rosh Hashanah. From now till Sukkot, we have about 14-15 days of yeshiva. And so over this period of time, we need to go through some of the lachas which apply to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Talamidim, and the lach of Sukkah, sitting in a Sukkah, building a Sukkah, etc. So there's a lot to accomplish. We're going to try now. We're going to start today ready with the lachas of Rosh Hashanah, the lach of Tekiah Shofar. We'll start with some basic points about Tekiah Shofar, and we'll build up that in the next day, in the next few days. The Torah gives us a mitzvah to hear Shofar. We make a bracha, Lishma, but call Shofar. The mitzvah is to hear Shofar. Based on the pasuk of the Torah, the mitzvah is to hear nine sounds. The person has to hear a straight sound, which we refer to as a tekiah, a middle sound, which is some type of a broken sound, and then again a tekiah again afterwards. That person has to hear that three sets of that. A tekiah, a middle sound, and a tekiah, a middle sound, a tekiah, a middle sound, and a tekiah. That's the mitzvah of the Torah, is nine sounds. The person fulfills his obligation of the mitzvah of the Torah. The Gemara already presents that it was not clear to the Gemara already what exactly this middle sound was supposed to sound like. And the Gemara presents us with three different possibilities how to understand the middle sound. And this is quite interesting. It's not common for the Gemara already to have a suffix. You have a suffix in the Rishonim, a suffix in the Achronim. Here's a suffix in the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself was not clear what the mitzvah of the Torah was. The Targum translates the word which is under question, the word Teruah, as a Yavava. And the Gemara says Yavava can be understood in one of three ways. Either it's a short, choppy sound, or it's a little longer sound. It's a form of a wail. A person is crying. Some people cry and they sort of heave. And that's that gives what we call a shvarim, or a person sometimes cries in a very, very staccato type of a sound, and that's your true, or it's a combination of both. The Gemara actually discusses that there's a fourth possibility. We do shvarim true, and maybe it should be true and shvarim. The Gemara says people don't do that. So because of that suffix, we are left with midaraisa. A person must hear three sets of each one of these sounds. Tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, three times. Tekiah, teruah, we refer to as tekiah, teruah, three times. And what we refer to as tekiah shvarim teruah three times. It's since there's a shvarim teruah that adds up to a total of nine times, three sets of nine sounds. That's 27 sounds. But shvarim teruah is two sounds each. So we refer to that as a set of 30 kolos. So in a raisa, because of the suffix, one must hear 30 kolos of Rosh Hashanah, 30 kolos of the shofar, 30 different sounds of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to fulfill clearly and definitely his obligation in a Torah. The Chachamim added 30 more, which we say, as we say the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. That gives us a total of 60 sounds that one is mechuyev to hear on Rosh Hashanah, either midaraisa because of a suffix, or midarabbanan. There's also a minute to have another 40 at the end. We will see that there's a difference in halacha between the original 60 and the final 40. So that's the basic concept of the mitzvah. We'll talk about some of the details, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good morning and have a good day.